USA Radio News.
Former President Trump's defense team referring to him as the victim of a politically motivated witch hunt. Trump lawyer Michael Vanderveen telling the Senate yesterday during the impeachment trial that Democrats are motivated by their political hatred of Trump. The trial resumes today, but Republican Senator Ted Cruz telling Fox News this week, we already know the outcome.
The end result of this trial is obvious to every single person in the room. President Trump is going to be acquitted. In order for President Trump to be convicted, it takes 67 votes. There is no chance whatsoever there will be 67 votes to convict him. All 100 senators know that. The House managers know that. Everyone in the room knows that.
Witnesses could be called today. If not, then both sides would proceed with closing arguments. A moment of bipartisanship after Friday's impeachment process, Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman awarded the Congressional Gold Medal for leading protesters away from the Senate chambers the day of the riot last month. Goodman honored by the Senate with a standing ovation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341.
Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off.
888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Schools across the country getting what the CDC calls a long-needed roadmap on how to safely reopen. The CDC yesterday advising schools to follow a color-coded chart to know how much to reopen. The chart ranges from blue for low transmission rates to yellow, orange, and then red for the highest rates of transmissions. Dr. Bob Lahida is professor of medicine at New York Medical College, and he tells CBS News these guidelines are good for everyone.
These color codes are very logical, and people relate to colors. They understand if they're in a red zone, that this is an area where virtual learning is probably a better idea than coming to school. Also good for the teachers who have been very, very uncomfortable getting back to the classroom.
President Biden says the guidelines follow the best available scientific evidence on reopening schools. CNN, though, reporting that 99% of children currently live in red zones where schools would remain closed or offer hybrid learning under the guidelines. The report also finds less than 100,000 children live in areas where schools could fully reopen under the guidelines. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden ending emergency funding for the Trump border wall, USA's Wendy King reports.
President Biden has officially ended a national emergency declaration at the U.S. southern border that allowed former President Trump 2 years ago to divert federal funds to build his border wall. Biden said in a letter to Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that Trump's incorporation of the National Emergencies Act to get the border wall funding was unwarranted. After he was inaugurated, Biden had signed an executive order stopping the construction of the wall along the U.S. border. The border wall was one of the hallmarks of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, saying at the time that Mexico would pay for the wall, but that never happened. He was able to divert $600 million from the Treasury Department and $6.1 billion from the Defense Department for the border wall construction. Roughly 450 miles of the wall were constructed, which included reinforcement of existing barriers. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A shakeup at the Lincoln Project. Co-founder Steve Schmidt announcing Friday night he's resigning from the group made up of anti-Trump Republicans. Schmidt says he's stepping down from the board to make way for a woman who will better reflect our nation and the group's movement. Co-founder Jennifer Horn resigning last week. A new administration being sworn in Italy Saturday. Mario Draghi to take over as prime minister as the country faces its worst economy in decades. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.